Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Dominic DeLay, OP, parochial vicar and associate director of the Catholic community. It is the 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle C.
How many of us are full-on disciples of Jesus? Are we willing to pay the cost of discipleship? Do we, for the sake of following Jesus, hate our families? Sometimes, some of us. Hopefully not all the time. And ourselves, hating ourselves. Have we calculated all the costs of following Jesus and decided, yes, we're prepared to pay them? Are we just fans or followers? Jesus comes on pretty strong in today's gospel, doesn't he? Is he serious? What does Jesus really mean when he invites us to hate our families and ourselves? We know Jesus is prone to exaggerate. The problem is we don't always know when he is and when he isn't. Actually, the Greek word translated as hate here is about hating something relative to another. So, if we account for his characteristic hyperbole, Jesus is saying that our loyalty needs to first lie with him and where he leads us. But that's still asking a lot, isn't it? Perhaps some of you have experienced in your own life what putting Jesus ahead of family means. Are you at odds with family members over your opposing political stances? Both sides claiming that their stances come from a desire to be faithful followers of Christ? Are there any ways that family loyalty is keeping you from being loyal to Jesus? Jesus says we can't be his disciples unless we carry our cross and follow him. We often think of our cross or crosses as whatever challenges we encounter in life. But that's not what Jesus is talking about here. When people were crucified, they had to carry the cross on which they would be executed. Jesus is saying that we can't be his disciples unless we're willing to be executed. Yes, literally. But he's also saying that his disciples need to be ready to face any kind of persecution, great or small, when they follow him. Are we willing to follow Jesus by standing alongside people in a way that might bring hate, danger, or loss of friendship to us? Are there any such invitations to solidarity in your life at the moment? Whose plight is especially tugging at your heart? Immigrants? Refugees? Those who are poor? People who are gay or transgender? Victims of racism? Of religious persecution? Of the many forms of gun violence? Those already suffering from climate change? Is Jesus inviting you to stand with them in some risky way? What are all the costs of really following Jesus, not just being a fan on the sidelines? Jesus gives us a couple examples about the importance of counting the full cost before embarking on a project, the project of discipleship in particular. If you want to build a tower, he says, wouldn't you first figure out if you had enough resources to finish it? When was the last time you built a tower? Did you count? Before going to war, wouldn't you first figure out if you can win it? I couldn't find it online, but I'm almost certain a recent president bizarrely cited this passage as a reason to go to war. Regardless, with 9/11 coming up on Wednesday, we might be reminded that we started war in Afghanistan nearly 18 years ago. And for the second time in Iraq, over 16 years ago. Did we first count the cost to our nation and other nations in lives, injuries, trauma, hardships, enduring consequences, the perpetuation of violence, diversion of money from important societal needs? Are we still counting, or have we lost count? And what about the other nations that we're fighting in these days? Did we first count the cost? And are those the costs of free discipleship or fearful nationalism? Jesus says we can't be his disciples unless we renounce all of our possessions. The Greek could also be translated detach. So is Jesus asking us, that is, if we want to be his disciples, to give up all of our possessions or merely to detach ourselves emotionally from them? I suppose I could at least start with the emotional detaching, which is hard enough. How many of us have done that? Wouldn't we be upset if we suddenly realized that we couldn't afford the next month's rent? Some of you might be in some such situation and don't have to imagine it. Maybe some of you, how much does it hurt to give money to charity or to the public pool we call taxes? How many of us are ready to give up our gas-powered cars? What is it that's hard for us to let go of? Our Catholic community staff is coming up with a list of habits that intentional disciples of Jesus can seek to continually grow in. The rough draft may not look prohibitively costly, even if it's somewhat demanding. Full-throated and open-hearted Sunday Mass weekly. Daily prayer. Courageously using our God-given gifts. Pondering Scripture regularly. Habitually asking questions and seeking answers. Doing regular service and working for justice. Practicing forgiveness. Sharing our faith by listening and inviting. We all know that practicing forgiveness can feel like dying. Being willing to ask questions about our faith can be scary. Being willing to seek the answers or to live with the unanswerable can be even scarier. And while the hardest thing about daily prayer might seem like making the time to do it, isn't opening our hearts to God's love for us and to his invitations to greater life one of the most challenging things we can do? Very briefly, what are the benefits? Very briefly, because there's not very many. What are the benefits of following Jesus rather than looking on as fans? Or put another way, what is the cost of not being a disciple? What do we get when we give up our attachment to family, self, and money? We receive freedom. Freedom from our attachments and freedom for Christ, for love, for life. We find ourselves becoming who God created us to be, or so I'm told, loving as we're made to love. In short, we receive Christ. We receive God. We receive the power of the Holy Spirit moving and breathing in us and our lives. So are we ready to commit or recommit with the help of God's grace to being intentional disciples of Jesus? Even if we can't foresee all the consequences, and of course we can't. It's okay if the answer is no. Jesus just wants us to say yes, only if we mean yes. But can we commit fully, but make the changes one at a time, progressing little by little? I mean, isn't that how it usually happens? What's one thing? What's holding us back from making progress? What's one thing you can give up, at least for the week, that's keeping you from following Christ fully? trying to please your parents or spouse in a way that's not helpful, an unhealthy relationship or dependence on someone, fear about the future or other fears, undue focus on yourself or your needs, a particular possession or toy, and we all have our toys, worry about money, a habitual diversion that's not actually helpful? Or is there one way this week that you can take up your cross, taking the risk to stand with those in need? Meanwhile, we continue our celebration of the Eucharist, which is the ultimate cost and benefit, both. Our celebration of the Eucharist is both our pledge of payment, a renewal of our baptismal promise to give our lives to follow Jesus. The Mass is about nothing less than giving our lives. And it's also the supreme gift, God Himself in the Eucharist, God's companionship in Christ and in one another, God's pledge of eternal life, that is, a transformed life of freedom that begins right now. Are we ready to take the next step in following Jesus?
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, a regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at web.stanfordcatholic.org or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.